Hi there. The word for you today is God disciplining you. In Hebrews 12, verse 6, we read, "The Lord disciplines those he loves." Let's be clear about something. God's correction is not rejection, and his disapproval of your actions is not disapproval of you. To grow spiritually, you've got to understand that sometimes God will discipline you. And during those times, you've got to hold firmly to the truth that he loves you. Otherwise, you'll keep trying to change yourself in an attempt to earn his love. The problem with that is you already have it. You just don't know it. Paul says in Romans 8, verse 38, "Nothing, absolutely nothing can separate us from the love of God." So let's consider two things. Number one, how does God discipline us? Well, Revelation 3, verse 19 in the Amplified Bible, we read, "Those whom I dearly and tenderly love, I tell their faults, convict and convince, reprove and chasten." Notice the words, "I tell their faults." God will let you know when you're out of line. And the second issue is, why does God discipline us? Well, Hebrews 12, verse 7 through 11, now reading from the Living Bible, spells it out for us. "As you endure this divine discipline, remember that God is treating you as his own children. Who ever heard of a child who is never disciplined by his father? If God doesn't discipline you, as he does all of his children, it means that you are illegitimate and are not really his children at all. Since we respect that our earthly fathers who disciplined us, shouldn't we submit even more to the discipline of the Father in heaven and live forever? For our earthly fathers disciplined us for a few years, doing the best they knew how, but God's discipline is always good for us, so that we might share in his holiness. No discipline is enjoyable while it's happening. It is painful, but afterwards there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained this way." Think about it.